Every day or so, I take a walk and run for dinner instead of eating. And on this particular day, I just happened to leave about an hour early for some reason. So I made my round, I'm coming back, and I observed three little girls running out to the edge of the road from their house, screaming and hollering and waving. So I got up there and said, "What's wrong, baby?" "My daddy's in the pool and he's not moving." I said, "Okay, you go inside." I called my office for help. I ran to the pool and observed a male about 6 feet from the edge of the pool, about 2 to 3 foot under the water, face down, just, you know, suspended. So I jumped in the pool and I pulled him up to the edge of the pool. I got his head on the side of the pool and his chest above the first step. And that's as far as I could get him up, but he was out of the water because he was so heavy. So I started doing, pushing on his chest, trying to get water out. And in the meantime, two of my officers arrived a few minutes later and we got him the rest of the way out and we began CPR on him. And then, Acadian came and our local fire department and they started working on him. And I got my wife there to take care of the children because they were hysterical. So she calmed the children down and was getting, you know, information from them. And so Acadian worked on this guy for about 15 minutes doing their magic. And finally he got a pulse. And they transport him to the hospital, and I hear he's in the ICU, but he's alive. Yeah, it was strange because I was off my daily routine. And usually she's with me, and she said, "No, I'm going to stay," because if she'd been with me, we'd have been feeding the squirrels and, you know, doing our thing, and I'd have been late. But this time I walked, and I said, "Well, I'm going to get on back." And just God had me there at the right time. That's all I can say. It was God. And I didn't want to see those little girls lose their daddy. It's all was timing. It was God's timing. I mean, it was just strange. You know, the whole thing, just different. And as soon as I saw the man in the pool, I just threw my phone on the grass and jumped into the pool. All I could think about was getting that man out of the water. Because we don't know how long he had been under. He could have been there for 5 minutes or more or longer. Because he had already turned colors. He had done turned a chalky gray, blackish color. If I had been probably a minute later or so, he probably wouldn't have made it. We're thinking he had seizure medicine. We're thinking he had probably a seizure and hit his head and fell in the pool. Yeah, 5, 4, and 3 years old. You know, just babies, just children. So there was no other adults around. But thank God those little kids knew to run out to the road and start trying to get attention. It's my first drowning now. I'm going to tell you now, I've been to all kind of calls. Walker's a city now, about 7,000. We have the same kind of thing that larger cities have, only on a smaller scale. So I've been to suicides, and I won't get into the kind I've been to. And I've been to murders. I've been to everything. This is a thing of a lifetime, you know, just trying to help the man and his children. That's all I could think about was getting help for those babies' daddy. That's what I wanted. I just pray, you know, that God had me in the right place at the right time. Well, I think about it. But just stay in touch with John Sharp. He'll keep you posted. And also, from this experience, I'm having medical bags put in my units just for emergency. So that's something I learned from this. You know, I'm learning. The smallest thing can make the biggest difference. You know?